I hope this interview is not for nothing this morning. Ali Bosley, good morning.
Yeah, I hope it's not either. I'm you know what, though? I hate death riding the meeting. I feel like we have this thing that's happened in Sydney in the past year where we all love to jump on and almost will the meeting to be cancelled. So I'm going to go the other way and will it to be on.
Well, Ali, I remember particularly, well, the Golden Slipper this year, but the year that She Will Reign won the Slipper, I think it was 2017, I swear it poured in Sydney for 40 days leading into that Slipper, and we still managed to race.
Well, I mean, I think we have to put our faith in, you know, the stewards and obviously the track curators and Mike Wood, who's had a torrid year.
Oh, hasn't he?
You wouldn't wish that on anyone. I'm just reading some of the stats in that he's tweeted about recently. And I mean, it says he's only used 38 mils of irrigation on Randwick this year since February. That is unheard of. So, you know, you've really got a feel for them. And I think instead of us jumping on board saying, you know, when's this meeting going to be called off? I think let's, you know, just try and stay positive about it. We know it's been bucketing down on the coastal fringe. I live 5 minutes from Randwick and I know how much rain we've had, but they seem to think if we can get a respite today, they'll review it in the morning, and the rain that is forecast for tomorrow isn't scheduled to come until the afternoon. So if we could get through most of the program, that'd be fantastic. The rail's out, so they'll preserve the track. And, you know, with the rail out, I think if you're doing your form, you know, looking at when the rail's been out on previous occasions, we're looking maybe at horses up on speed. So interesting meeting nonetheless.
Yeah, and I suppose, Ali, if they were going to transfer the meeting to another venue, that decision would probably need to be made sooner rather than later.
It would, and that's, you know, what racing's like. It's been the talk of the town in the last 24 hours. Is it going to go to Newcastle because they moved Kembla to Scone? And we all sort of then started thinking, is that because they're saving Newcastle for Randwick? But if they were to do that, that decision would be made today. And according to the, well, I'm just sort of catching up on the news this morning, but Mike Van Gestel will do a track walk this morning to see how it plays at the moment, and then they'll make a decision, I suppose, whether they'll move the meeting today. And if they do decide to go ahead, they'll no doubt reassess in the morning and we'll either go ahead, or there was some discussion that we could have it on the Monday, but then that doesn't leave us a lot of time leading into Saturday's big day. So again, it's not a very enviable position for them to be in.
All right. Well, what about in the Silver Eagle tomorrow? Have you got us a winner?
Well, I hope I do. And I'm sort of playing on the fact that we probably might have a bit of a leader track. So on that, I'm going with Mr. Mozart, who will be up on pace. It should suit him really nicely. He'll enjoy the track conditions. He's only narrowly beaten and he's got the speed to overcome a really wide draw. So Mr. Mozart. But in that, I also think Tontes can run a big race. Her form doesn't read, if you look at her last recent runs, 11 and 16, 7 and 12. She had that let up after winning the Tats Tiara, so she still had the residual fitness. She is another one who will be able to handle the conditions. And as I said, I just think her runs read better than where they place, where she's been placing. So I think Tontes can run a big race there at 9.50, but Mr. Mozart is the one to beat in the Silver Eagle.
We'll come back and get your best bet there at Randwick tomorrow, but let's head south and three group ones. Caulfield Guineas Day. For me, though, it's the Might and Power, isn't it? The old Caulfield Stakes, well named after that great galloper Might and Power. And you've got a big Cox Plate preview here, Ali. Who are you with?
I know we were calling the shorts the Mini Everest a couple of weeks ago, so now I think we can call this the Mini Cox Plate. It's so exciting, and that's a meeting that won't be in doubt, which is fantastic. They're a good three at the moment. I know that they were rating for the rain as well, so I guess if they don't get it, they're going to have to pour a bit of water on it. But in that, it's hard. I'm going to stick with Animo because I think his class will prevail, but in saying that, it's going to be an absolute ding-dong battle, and I think the one who will serve it up to him will be Alligator Blood. He's absolutely flying, and I spoke to Timmy Clark on Tuesday, and we were just chatting about him and what the key to him is, and he just said he felt like he even had more in the tank in that win in the Underwood. He said he just wasn't even peaking there, so that was the most encouraging thing that I heard from him, and he said he'll have no issues at the trip, stepping up to 2,000 now, and I think he will probably pop Zaki's bubble, so that'll probably knock him off. And then if Adamo can get a good run in behind the speed and just swoop late, I think it'll give him the perfect setup. But Alligator Blood is just low level. He's still $6 and he's, you know, proving himself as a genuine weight for age contender.
Also, we're in the Caulfield Guineas. Have you got a fancy there?
I was pretty strongly with Golden Mile, but I think he's pretty short now. To be honest, I haven't looked at the prices, but it's hard to get too enthusiastic when they're really short, or for mine anyway. But I do think he's a really genuine horse. Whether he will be the one who might have preferred getting his toe in the ground a little bit more, I'm not sure. But just looking at the field, on paper, that Sydney form reads generally better than the Melbourne form, and it's hard to see anything that'll be able to beat him. But I would like to get a little bit of rain there, or for them to get a bit of water on that track.
How do you rate the chances of Private Eye and Giga Kick in the Everest? I mean, they've been late additions, but they're coming in with wins under their belt.
Oh, Private Eye, and no knock on him at all, he's a fantastic horse, but he just won't. If we get more rain and this track stays at a heavy range, or even if maybe we move into a soft range, it's probably not going to suit him. But he's a genuine horse as well, and that win on the weekend was very impressive. So I don't want to take that away from him at all. I just think the track will probably not play to his favour at this stage. And again, I know we keep talking about the track, which is, you know, you don't want to get literally bogged down, but it does play a big part in it. We saw Mask Crusader come out on the weekend and absolutely blow everyone away. That no one saw that coming, particularly on the bottomless track, which he apparently doesn't enjoy. So he's just probably proved a lot of us wrong. So he's another one who's low level. I think it's the weekend has sort of thrown up a few things to suggest that Nature Strip is beatable. I still think he'll win, but I think it shows that he is beatable. So maybe the three-year-old will come to the fore. Giga Kick, I'm not sure. I think if a three-year-old's going to win it, it'll be Jacquinot, but certainly Mask Crusader's put his hand up now.
What's your best bet at Randwick tomorrow?
So I'm going early in the day, and this could be tentatively, because if they do decide to move things around, I did hear whispers that perhaps they'd move the features earlier in the day if they were expecting the rain later in the day. So again, it's hard to plan for these things. But I'm actually going in the highway. I'm going with Jalmari, who has just been so unlucky in, you know, four runs this preparation. He's rock hard fit. He'll relish the surface, and I think it'll set up well for him. So Jalmari in race one. And then I'm going in, I think it's actually officially the midway, the benchmark 78. That is race three. So I'll go race one and then race three. I'm going with Main Stage at a bit of value. So hopefully we can get an each way price there. Again, another one whose form reads better. It'll set up well for him. And he's fourth up, rock hard fit, going up to 2,000 from 1,900, you'll see out the trip. And I think he's got a claimer on as well, just having a look there. I know he's got Josh Barr. Sorry, Amy McLucas is claiming in the first, which will take the weight off Jalmari. And we've seen apprentices with weight off the horses' backs in the last week, just relishing the conditions.
Okay, so Ali's best bets, race one, number two, Jalmari, $6.50 with Tab, and race three, number seven, Main Stage, $14 the win, $3.90 the place. Ali, let's hope we're racing. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.